The first show was called The Word of Breathe. I've been writing shows since I graduated college in 2012 about my own experiences and sort of challenging different things around me and different ideologies and stuff like that. And the church has always been something in the foreground for me because I grew up in a Catholic family and all that sort of thing. So that was the first kind of show, so it was a little bit themed on that. But then I did want to explore my own faith, and after that, and I went to college in Kinsale near Ballinspittle, so I ended up interviewing a lot of people on the moving statue phenomenon and stuff like that, and I was became very interested in what it meant for people. And I quite like interviewing people and research, and that's kind of how I write shows, and in kind of that's how the practice I kind of use. Yeah, so it was a discovery, you know, of my own faith in a sense, because I started the little pilgrimage, I called it, on my 33rd birthday, you know, at Ballinspittle, and went around Ireland then doing shows and just discovering different things around the way of how I felt about certain religious figures like Bridget, and chatting different priests and different religious people, and having discussions about faith and things like that. Yeah.
And I mean, you talk a lot about wanting to be inspired. I mean, do you feel like there's a lack of inspiration, or that there was a more golden age of inspiration in the past?
Well, I suppose I do. I mean, I've never, being honest, if I thought back, I'd never felt hugely inspired by the church as such, and certain, sometimes I felt a little alienated because of being female and being gay as well. So I wanted to try to find the common ground for myself. So that's why I was drawn more towards pre-Christian figures like Bridget, who was Christianized. She would be a kind of a connection between the past and the present, in terms of, she's such a historical figure, and there's so much stuff about her, and then that's my namesake as well. So I kind of took the basis of Bridget, as a kind of use her as a to tease out a certain spiritual faiths and stuff, because I met different people who have Celtic Christianity, and then are just pure Catholic, and in that sense, so. I was trying to find my own where I fit in on the spectrum and such. So Mary was just because she was a moving statue, and because I wanted to reclaim her, I suppose, as my own, my own little piece of personal, something personal to me. So that's why I kind of had the statue and went around her, and she just came with me as a kind of a companion as such, so that was kind of the idea of that when I was going around Ireland, because I wanted to, then I kind of wrote the show based on that, and discovering grottos and how people feel towards grottos, and how I felt myself about sitting at grottos, and all the good stuff that happens, which is just finding a peace of mind and having good intentions to the world and having prayers and things like that. So, just trying to find the positivities from it in a religion that's kind of in the last couple of years has had very negative, sort of connotations. I wanted to find the positive. That was what I was looking for.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you like the idea of going back to a more basic Christianity.
Well, I would say, yes, because like the Brigidine sisters are in Kildare there. They have, like Solace Brigia there, they have a centre, and it is, the whole centre is built in a passive structure. It's just very in tune with nature, and they have like lots of buildings that are underground heating. So it's just built really well, the whole building itself. It's a great building to visit, actually, because it's really lovely, and they host lots of different things there. And but they would be Brigidine nuns, they call themselves, and they it's the same as the monks, similar discussions about the world and the different problems that are happening in the world. And there are a lot of people who are suffering in the world, and it seems that if we don't look after the world around us, like nature and stuff, how will we look after people and stuff? There's a real disconnect happening, I feel like, and I really wanted to connect the dots myself as the way we treat animals and everything, there's sort of going back to nature is important, because if you can grow your own food and you just become a little bit more aware of the birds and the bees and nature, and you become less I don't know, human beings sometimes think they're just the superpower, super, you know, and like, you know, we can be more humble than that, I feel, you know, so we all have a place in the, in nature and stuff like that. So, yeah, so I think, you know, learning that is important, you know, I like that as a faith.
When you were touring, when you were going around Ireland, when you set off with Mary around Ireland to visit the grottos, and you also did one person shows as well in these towns. How did people respond to that?
Well, really, it was I just set off. I just picked a town, every county, and every second day I'd go to the different town. I wanted to learn about the town itself. I mean, it was mostly because I wanted to, you know, I had a couple of weeks off and I wanted to do, you know, just challenge myself to see if I could be a performer, you know, and I had this show, the comedy show that I had, so I just tried to sell tickets and stuff like that. But I mean, sometimes I got like five people, sometimes I got no people, but it was just interesting to chat to people about their own town, and like Newcastle West, for example, the Bridget's Well is there, and then I learned about Sophie Pierce, who was, you know, Lady Mary Heath, you know, she was a forgotten sort of female figure. So I became very interested in why, you know, these hidden sort of treasures in different towns aren't, people didn't even know that in the town that she was from there and like that, and Philomena Lee was from there and stuff like that. So just telling people, kind of discovering stuff about their town and then telling them about it in a show, you know, and then doing your own little bit, you know. But so it's kind of like a journal, you know. I like the idea of journaling your travels and stuff like that, and the people you meet. And I was interested in communities anyway, and rural Ireland. I'm very interested in communities in rural Ireland and how they can be injected with more people and more ideas and keep them thriving. Because I mean, I do feel like rural Ireland is dwindling. You know, like the numbers are going as well, and schools are closing down, and small businesses are closing down, small farmers are kind of being closed down. So there's lots of issues there as well, and I suppose if you try and create common ground with people through faith, or through a kind of an understanding of what it is to have faith and a connection with each other, because religion ultimately is about connection. That's its true nature, you know. So I think it should really strive to do that more, and then kind of connect young and older people and generations, because that's the only way a communities will survive, you know, through connections, you know, proper connections, stuff like that. That's how I feel about, you know, about that as well. So
that's a very interesting way to put it, that religion is about connection.
But it comes from the Latin word religiare, you know, that's what it, you know, that's what it means. And that's what's, you know, kind of disappointing, that what's happened in Ireland is it's kind of created a disconnect. It's kind of gone against itself. And, you know, so I really feel like the church, like, you know, female deacons, it is important to bring female figures, like proper, you know, role models into the church, because you're losing a whole 50% of people. I don't know, I felt that growing up in the church, and I didn't feel that it was anyone I could look up to, really, because I didn't have anything in common with, you know, as much as a man as I would with a woman, obviously, in terms of, you know, how we think in the world sometimes, you know. So I think that is something that does need to be looked at, if you know, radical change would be necessary, I think, because you know, that amalgamations of different orders as well could be a good, you know. So everything's about the survival, isn't it, just keeping things going.
Well, I think certainly a lot of church people might feel that it's, you know, we're in survival mode maybe, rather than, you know, the early excitement of being a growing religion.
Yeah, because it is true. I mean, I go back to our parish at home now in Capitagal is thriving, really. It's actually very big because of the priest, really. He's a great priest. He still does the stations. He still, you know, holds on to traditional stuff that really connects communities. And he's also, you know, there, the listening ear, is his door's always open. He goes visit, even though he's in his 90s now, he's still visiting people, you know. And again, like, there's only, he can't be there forever either, and I don't know what will happen to that parish, you know. So there is big questions to ask, I think, you know. And I would like to be part of the solution as opposed to walking away from it, you know, and saying, no, I don't want anything to do it. I actually want to be someone who wants to be involved, you know, but in perhaps in just a different perspective on things, you know.